The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Again, so glad you come and join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. If by chance it's your first time tuning in, whether on podcast or the dial, we have been around for well over two decades. And our number one mission is always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options with a quotation mark around good quality science-based information.
Yeah, you're right, Kelly. And also, if the listeners want to learn more about the show, they should visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there we have our past shows. We have fantastic articles. They can visit our radio page, which gives you a play-by-play of what we'll be covering today.
So much to cover and so much great information. I'm Kelly Capasola, and as always, I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler. Dr. Stangler, always good to be with you.
Absolutely, Kelly. And how are things going today for you?
Things are going good. I'm always excited when it's recording day. We always like to share wonderful information with our listeners. Before we get to our article of the week in the first segment for this hour, let's kind of do a show setup. We have a great episode planned. We have a lot of people wondering, should they be detoxifying? Is there an importance of detoxification? And why, with a highlight, people may need to love their liver. So we have a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Oh, critical in today's world, detoxification, liver health. There's no way you can prevent disease or have optimal health and vitality unless you have good liver function, good detoxification systems working too.
For sure. And nobody would know that more than you, Dr. Stangler, with 26 years of seeing patients and seeing how our world has changed, whether it be with environmental factors or different things that are now in our food supply that potentially weren't or in our water supply. So it's going to be a really great show. We're going to set up our listeners so they can have the knowledge they need to be able to motor on. But before we talk a lot about that in today's show, you've put out such a good article on the news and breakthrough section of America's Natural Doctor, Diet More Helpful Than Common Acid Reflux Drugs. Now, let me tell you just personally how wonderful this article and this research is, because we're going to get to it, but just how much it's changing to make these modifications, just people like in my own life, even my dad. So let's share this with people, Dr. Mark.
Well, you know, gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, as it's called, which includes what people often think of with heartburn, throat pain, chest pain, coughing, wheezing, this all can, you know, happen with this GERD or acid reflux. And it's amazing to think it affects up to about 28% of all adults in North America. So it's a huge, huge problem. Yeah. And a lot of that, the majority of it, is related to, number one, diet, number two is weight. But in terms of diet, what people may not be aware of, because their doctors just don't study, you know, diets for treating disease and problems, but they have studied diets such as a Mediterranean-style diet compared to people taking proton pump inhibitors, the common medications people use for acid reflux. And essentially in the study, what they found was those who made the diet changes, about 63%, had a very clinically meaningful improvement. While those taking the medications, the PPIs, 54.1% had meaningful improvement. Also, the reduction in this kind of index profile they made was better in the diet group compared to the PPI. So a very scientific study, which they did. And again, most doctors aren't aware that if you do the right diet, it's actually more effective than these medications. And of course, it's come to light in the last 10 years, all the potential side effects of these PPI medications, which are used long-term by millions of people, nutrient deficiencies, increased risk of stomach, throat, liver cancer, infections in your digestive tract, chronic kidney disease, increased fracture risks, increased risk of dementia, maybe even Alzheimer's disease, some autoimmune diseases you're at increased risk for. So why in the world would you not get on the right type of diet so you have the ability to not have to use these medications?
so often, like you mentioned, Dr. Mark, when you have conversations with people, and believe me, it's not fun to have GERD and acid reflux. It can be very scary. You could feel like you're having a cardiovascular event. But why do you think they don't understand or aren't really told that they shouldn't be on them long term? I know some people who've been on PPIs 3-4 years. That can't be good because we do need some acid, right?
Well, it's true. And look, they've also done recent studies, and I talk about in the article at the VA, and basically they found that people are on these medications long term. They actually die at a younger age overall. And so even the VA is very, very concerned about it. They said taking PPIs over many months or years is not safe. So it's interesting, Kelly. I actually published an article on this in the Journal of Nutritional Health and Food Engineering, which people can access for free right on our article itself. It's embedded into our article, and they can see the science behind this in a readable, you know, fashion as well, understandable fashion.
You've laid it out so nicely. It's like putting all the missing pieces together. Because before, when people tried to read up on it, they'd be like, okay, what is that word and what does it mean? It's very, very laid out in an understandable format. And we hope that you guys will go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, download it, read it. And number one, if you like things that we share with you, please share it with your friends and family. The more people out there that can get this information, the better off we're all going to be. When we come back, we're going to come back and talk about detoxification and why you should love your liver. So stay with us.
Today, more than ever, it is important where you buy your natural health products. Since 1996, iHerb has worked hard to enhance your online shopping experience. Initially, our company promoted the benefits of St. John's Wort, hence the name iHerb. It's now a world-class online store, supplying a vast selection of brand-name natural products. With a wide selection of quality products and easy-to-use app, iHerb is a global leader in bringing the best overall value in natural products to customers all over the world. At iHerb.com, you'll find over 1,200 brands and 30,000 brand-name natural products. At iHerb, your products are always kept cool, clean, and fresh with our climate-controlled GMP-certified facilities. With 24/7 customer service, our goal is to make your online shopping experience as fast, safe, and affordable as possible. To learn more, visit iHerb.com, iHerb.com. That's iHerb.com. Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, appreciate you so much for joining us each and every episode right here on the Forever Young Radio Show. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by our great friend, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. We hope every single episode we bring you is one that you can learn from, you can apply, and make major changes in your life. Dr. Mark, huge topic today, detoxification. There's so many different routes you can detox. There's ones that are very gentle. There's ones that are ones you can't leave the house, which I'm sure we're going to avoid those ones. But when it comes down to it, really, what does it mean to detox?
Well, very good point, Kelly. Basically, all living organisms have the ability to detox. And that basically is after the process of metabolism, such as creating energy from the nutrients, the foodstuffs you take in, there are byproducts that occur that the body has to eliminate. If you don't, it can be toxic to your cells. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is what we're exposed to in our environment. Could be natural, could be not natural. Again, that our detoxification pathways have to eliminate. And in the cells of whether it be humans, animals, plants, we have very sophisticated biochemical pathways that help to break down and then excrete out the different types of toxins that accumulate in the body. Now, in terms of humans, the way we normally do that is our body has enzyme systems, these sophisticated enzyme systems, mainly in our liver, they're in our kidneys, but they're in all our cells. And again, they help to break down, eliminate the toxins that build up in our cells. And these enzyme systems require cofactors or nutrients to be able to work properly. And people have heard of things like magnesium and antioxidants, and there's certainly phytonutrients in plants which help to do this. But that's kind of an overly simplistic way of what's happening every second in the cells of our body. Detoxification is occurring. If it's not occurring adequately, or if there are problems in the detox pathways, it's going to lead to all sorts of problems, fatigue, cognitive problems, inflammation in the body. Essentially, the body will break down, and ultimately you can be much more prone to problems like cancer and cardiovascular disease and all the serious types of illnesses.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And I think that when we're talking about environmental toxins and things we come up against, whether it be in our water or food supply and all those things, we're seeing many different ones than we did maybe 10, 20 years ago. So it's like, I wonder how our body is expressing that. If they see it coming in and being like, oh my gosh, foreign invader, let's get him out of here. It's really putting our body in an overtime working type of a situation.
Well, it's true, Kelly. And just think of this. We have over 20,000 man-made chemicals in our environment in the United States alone. 20,000 man-made chemicals.
Wow.
That, you know, obviously our body has to deal with toxins all the time. So they've done studies where they just draw blood or they take fat samples from humans, from animals, and there's just, you know, a number of common environmental toxins in all of us. So we can't, you know, we can't eliminate the exposure to some degree. I mean, certain things we can, obviously the cosmetics we use, the foods we put in, purified water, but to a certain limit we can. So beyond that, we're always going to be exposed to these toxins to some degree. And so that's why we've got to have our detoxification pathways working. And of course, our liver's at the core of the detoxification network, if you will.
People are starting to have different liver issues, and we'll get into that later. But when we are talking about the liver and the kidneys and every part of our, you mentioned those enzymes, which that's what makes you so smart, Dr. Mark. It's like you pick up on that right away with your 26 years of experience. But let's just walk our listeners through maybe a little bit of redundancy of we eat something, we come across something. How does that detox process work within the body to remove the toxins?
Right. So let's say you eat some foods. Let's say there's some pesticides or chemicals in there. It goes through our digestive system. Some of them will be absorbed through our small intestine. They get into the bloodstream. From the bloodstream, then they go through the liver. Your liver, it's working properly, and the exposure is not too great. We'll break those toxins down. Then through the kidneys, which will make them more water soluble. And then a lot of the toxins will be eliminated through the urine, but certainly toxins are also eliminated through the stool. Those are the two main ways they're eliminated. However, depending on the type of toxin or if the load is too high, you eliminate toxins through the skin in terms of like sweating, as well as we can eliminate some toxins through the breath as well. So that is how our body eliminates toxins in general.
Wow, that's interesting, through the breath. I had never heard that before. Really, really, really interesting information. Now, we always need to listen to our body, right? Whether we eat a food that we don't feel good afterwards, or we take maybe a vitamin that doesn't agree with us. But will the body throw out some signs like, I need help, it's time to maybe speed up the detoxification or help the body be able to do so?
Well, absolutely. And Kelly, it's amazing to think that there are thousands upon thousands of enzymes working in our cells. There's thousands upon thousands of enzymatic reactions occurring in our cells, you know, this master design of our cells helping us to eliminate these toxins. And so when that system becomes clogged up, becomes overwhelmed, then you do get symptoms. Typically symptoms that people experience will be fatigue, not necessarily fatigue from not getting enough sleep or exercise, but from just being toxic. Skin breakouts, skin rashes, unexplained skin rashes can occur. People tend to be more constipated. They have bloating and gas are symptoms. Brain fog, cognitive problems, a very common symptom. And then mood issues. Often people feel depressed or irritable. Their nervous system is being irritated by these toxins, which aren't being eliminated properly. So So those are some of the classic signs and symptoms that people will notice.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating because those are things that we're just coming with daily into our daily lifestyle and daily choices. But then there could be things also, Dr. Mark, that we may have to get with a physician or get with our naturopathic doctor to be able to understand maybe detoxifying things like mercury as well or arsenic, depending on blood work. Do you have to do that quite often as well at the Stangler Center?
You know, we like to do that with patients preventatively. We recommend all adults get screened for toxins, things like the heavy metals, like you mentioned. It's very, very common we find people, the average person has way too high of levels of, say, mercury, lead, maybe arsenic, aluminum, things like that. And so we want to prevent serious diseases down the road, the cancers, the neurological diseases, the autoimmune diseases, inflammatory conditions. Things like heavy metals are very problematic, but there's so many others, right? Obviously, we have all the different pesticides and the chemicals you get from plastics, like the phthalates and all these types of things. So, yeah, we do test patients. So we get a number of patients when we do blood work. You'll find out that their liver enzymes are high end of normal or they're elevated. And so that's a warning sign that the liver is being damaged to some degree. So most of the people we test, they don't have sky-high levels of liver enzymes where they need to see a specialist, but they are elevated, and it's a sign the liver is being irritated or damaged by some type of toxins. And, of course, there can be other reasons, too, but those are signs we need to look deeper into why the person's having liver inflammation, if you will. Matter of fact, Kelly, it's amazing to think that almost 100 million Americans now have what we call a non-alcoholic fatty liver. That means the liver is accumulating fat. It's not from alcohol, which a lot of people think anyone has a fatty liver, it's mainly from alcoholism. But no, there's many more cases of people having a fatty liver disease, as a result of the foods they're consuming, their weight, the environmental toxins, or the medications that they're taking, overwhelming their liver and causing ultimately liver damage.
And would that be happening, especially when we're talking about that non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? Could it be carrying something over from like years beyond 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where it accumulates, whether it be hepatitis or things like that? I've read a few articles on that. Have you read anything about that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, certainly there are causes like that. That's true. I mean, there's a lot of Americans, especially people over the age of 55, who may have something they're not aware of. So things like chronic hepatitis C, for example, which affects 3% of the world's population. Most people have hepatitis C, a viral infection, chronic viral infection, are not aware that they have it. And so, yes, there can be other issues which have set in motion the inflammatory response in the liver, and then over time that has led to a fatty liver.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun because you're seeing people and they're like, gosh, why is this happening to me? And again, it's just because of all the things we're kind of talking about here. And supporting the liver has never been more important, in my opinion. I mean, we're going to talk maybe why certain medications, I mean, we always talk about nutrient depletion on this program as well, but we're going to talk a lot more when we come back. In the meantime, I highly encourage our listeners to go and check out the website. On that website, it's our number one goal, Dr. Mark, is to be of service to our listeners and to our audience of more than two decades. So what we do is we've built that site to make it very user-friendly. So one, you can hit the radio section, learn more about the discounts and giveaways just for being a listener. You can listen to past shows. You can copy links and share that wonderful archive site, or you can listen on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, SoundCloud, all the wonderful ways we're trying to deliver the program to you. So please use americasnaturaldoctor.com as what it was made for, as a resource for you and your family. When we come back, we're going to really highlight why loving your liver is more important than ever in 2020 and interesting things that you can learn along the way. So stay with us.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD available. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences today, or use the code FOREVER for an exclusive 20% off discount. PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so glad you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Again, if you get lost along the way, always remember americasnaturaldoctor.com, number one resource for all things health. Dr. Stengler, I love that we're having just a Kelly and Mark type of a show here where we can just talk about detoxification, really connect with our listening audience about this important topic, especially with the high incidence and rising rate of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So let's talk more about supporting the liver and why it's important.
Well, no doubt. I mean, as we talked about, liver health is just fundamental to good health. We got to remember the liver does many other things. Besides the detoxification, it produces bile so we can break down fats and absorb fat-soluble nutrients. It's also involved in blood sugar metabolism. So a healthy liver, you're going to have better blood sugar balance as well. And, of course, we know about the detoxification. So the liver has many, many different functions. And so if you don't have a healthy liver, which most Americans, I would say, have at least suboptimal liver function. And as we talked about, we got about a third of the population who actually have some degree of disease of the liver as well. So it's a major problem.
Yeah, it's scary because we have two kidneys, but we can live with one. But I can't imagine we could, you know, be here in this world if we didn't have a good functioning liver. So we definitely don't want people to get to that point. So we need to, again, educate on this topic. But what are some of the daily choices you think that could potentially impact the health of our liver that people could be unaware of?
Well, I think first starting off with the chemicals people use in their skin. It has come to light in the last 10 years, more people are aware of it. But the chemicals we put on our skin actually make their way into the body quite readily. They have found in the last 10 years that the skin is a lot more porous than they originally thought. So when you're applying cosmetics, for example, with all sorts of chemicals in them, that can accumulate over time. You're going to get systemic absorption to some degree. That we now know for a fact. Water. Are you drinking purified water? I mean, something as simple as that. I mean, I think in today's world, it is just essential. Third, eating organic as much as you can. The accumulation of pesticides, they have to be broken down, eliminated, starting with the liver. So getting organic foods as much as possible. Those are some of the key, just basic things people should do. And then what are you doing to support detoxification? Regular exercise is going to improve blood flow through the liver, sweating, detoxification. Incorporating other detoxification techniques such as sauna therapy, very, very wise thing to do to improve detoxification. And then getting in the right supplements. Using supplements on a regular basis, all the antioxidants and things which protect liver cells and help them to break down toxins, that really can take your health to another level. And I think with all the chemicals we're exposed to in our world now, a wise person would be making sure beyond a good diet, they're getting in extra nutritional support to help that liver, which is being overworked from all these environmental toxins we're exposed to.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we're going to get into some nutrients and some ingredients and some formulations that you formulated to really be able to help people. But before we get to that, Dr. Mark, I selfishly had one more question. You know, I always throw them at you. Detoxification products that are sold in the health food stores or in the market. Some may be 12 days, some may be 2 days. Sometimes you can't leave the house because of doing it. Would you recommend people do a more gentle, long-term detoxification?
I mean, what I've found over the 26 years of working with patients, unless the patient's extremely healthy, if you have really good health, then doing a short-term detox, a week or so, is fine. You know, it can have some benefit, no doubt about it. But for most people, they'll do a detox. Maybe they get sick during it, or even if they don't, within, you know, a short period of time, the status of their liver function, their detox pathways, are back to where they started. So it really didn't get them anywhere in the long run. Plus, if they're exposed to toxins in the workplace, in the home, let's say cleaning chemicals, or maybe you're in a workplace where there's certain types of chemicals, you've got to get that protection ongoing. It's not something you can just eliminate in a few days or a week and it's going to be cleared from your body. You've got to do this ongoing. And we have to remember, to protect itself, God has designed the body such that toxins are stored in different organs. So, for example, a lot of toxins are fat soluble. They're stored deep into the fat tissue. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want them circulating around, damaging the heart, the liver, the brain, all the vital organs. So there is a design system in the body to protect us against toxins. Certain toxins like lead get stored mainly in the bones, for example. Lead's very toxic. If it's circulating around your bloodstream, yeah, you're going to get brain damage, blood vessel damage, kidney damage. And so there are these protective built-in mechanisms genetically, but nevertheless, it's still a problem because these things will always recirculate to some degree.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Dr. Mark. I'm so glad that you brought that up because I think that listeners can really start to put two and two together because that's so true. That information is not very readily shared by a lot of doctors out there. You know, one of the things I do is I take a lot of the products by Emerald Laboratories. They're a good friend of the show. You formulate for them. But I like to use the Super Cleanse when I'm going to do like a detoxification, in addition to some other stuff that I use along the way, which we can talk about. But I liked it because of the glucomannan and the konjac, and then you have tannins and then milk thistle within it, and it's European milk thistle. I will tell you, if you are going to use the Super Cleanse product by Emerald Labs, make sure you're consuming a good amount of water. You need to be hydrated to move these things through. What do you think about that, Dr. Mark?
Oh, good. Yeah, no, very good point. And I'm glad you brought it up because one of the fundamental things of detoxification, and it starts with diet and then supplementation, and adequate fiber. Because we have to bind those toxins which are going through the digestive tract so they can be excreted out through the stool. And so if you don't have enough fiber in your diet, which as we've talked about in previous shows, most people do not get enough fiber, and then you're getting the reabsorption of toxins, toxic material, back through the colon into the bloodstream, which obviously is a problem. So getting fiber in something like the Super Cleanse with the glucomannan and other types of fibers, very, very smart. And then using herbs like milk thistle, which have shown in studies to protect your liver cells, to help also your liver to produce more bile, which helps to eliminate the toxins. I think that's very good. And Kelly, we should remember, the majority of Americans, at least adult Americans, are taking medications, over-the-counter medications, prescription medications. And so these are a stress to our detoxification pathways, especially our liver. And that's why it's not uncommon. People on antidepressant medications have elevated liver enzymes. People taking pain medications continuously. The ibuprofen, the Tylenol, the opioid medications, all these things put a tremendous amount of stress on the liver and kidneys. And so we've got to protect those organs, especially for people, for whatever reason, are continuing to use these types of medications.
Yeah, and I think that's so confusing because a lot of people go to their doctor, they just want to follow that path and do what their doctor's telling them and then not really reading the research. And let's be honest, Dr. Mark, most traditional MDs are not encouraging people to detox their liver, which is, you know, you and I have done shows on it. It was really unfair and almost criminal to, you know, the good people who are on these medications long term, because it can really set them up for some problems.
Well, really, it's really a form of medical malpractice. If you have a patient, let's say, on some type of pain medication long term, an antidepressant, these types of things, which we know you have a much greater risk of having liver problems, why would you not give recommendations to the patient, whether it be diet, lifestyle changes, supplements which have been studied, which there are some really good ones? Why would you not want to give the patient the option to protect themselves, to reduce their likelihood? I mean, all of a sudden, a year or two later, now they've got liver damage, they got kidney damage. Why would you not want to do things to protect that person when we have the technology, we have the research in a non-toxic way to do that? And unfortunately, most doctors, they're just not trained in these common sense nutritional approaches, which have been validated by science. And it's really sad. So people, maybe they have one condition that's helped with these medications, and then they've had another, maybe even more serious condition develop as a result of them.
Yeah, it's just really, it's not setting you up for success. So we need to keep that in the back of our mind. We need to be doing shows like this. We need to help people figure out great ways. Like I said, I take the Super Cleanse from Emerald Laboratories. They're really great. I love that they have the superfood proprietary blend, which has organic acai powder, pomegranate. I mean, all those great antioxidant superfruits and foods that help the system be able to eliminate it, but in a way that's not so shocking that you're having to like not be able to go to work or leave the house and all those things. I avoid those like the plague. I think we've all done a detox before that we wish we didn't. So for me, I like to go low and slow. The Super Cleanse has been so helpful for that. And again, it's formulated by you, Dr. Stengler, which is fantastic because you use these in a clinical setting. Obviously, if they're not working in a clinical setting, they're never going to see the light of day in a health food store or anything else. So we're going to go out to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the liver. We're going to probably sprinkle in a little bit of glutathione. It's one of our favorite things to talk about, especially about antioxidants. So stick with us. But in the meantime, feel free to visit americasnaturaldoctor.com. We now have a supplement button. It clicks directly to our affiliate, supplements.one. You can use the code FOREVER and get 30% off any of the products we're going to be highlighting today. So make sure you take advantage of some of these things and use them, try them. And when we come back, more on your health.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC M-A-R-K.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku lotion and the Hadayubi moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Are you looking for healthcare that fits your busy life? OneShare Health is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry whose mission it is to inspire healthy communities and provide options to share the cost of healthcare. Here's one of our valued members to share her experience.
What I like most about OneShare Health is the affordability, the ease of use, the customer service. I had one experience with telemedicine, and that was incredible. I was traveling. I realized I was coming down with something, so I called them. They indicated that a doctor would be calling me in the next few hours. My phone rang in like 15 minutes. We went through all my symptoms. They found the nearest pharmacy and went ahead and called in my prescription. Everything was done between 30 and 45 minutes.
When today's listeners mention Forever Young Radio, they will receive 40% off their enrollment fee and unlimited access to telemedicine with a $0 consult fee. Visit ForeverOneShareHealth.com or call 833-779-0299 to learn more about our medical sharing family.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us as we're talking about detoxification and why you should love your liver, especially in today's age. You know, Dr. Mark, everything has to do with our immune system nowadays, and rightfully so, with all the viruses and things we have going into the world. What about when your liver is not working properly? Is there anything, and again, we're not scripted on this show, so I'm sorry if I'm just throwing this at you, but if your liver is not functioning properly, is it almost like a domino effect where it can affect other things within the body, even the immune response?
Oh, very good point. Absolutely. Yeah, the liver actually is involved in your immune system as well. So yeah, if your liver is not functioning properly, it basically will affect every system of the body. So your kidneys will be taxed more because the toxins aren't broken down well enough to be then converted into a water-soluble form. So you're putting more stress on the kidneys. You'll create inflammation in your blood vessels, inflammation in the heart. You'll create more neurotoxins, which are damaging to the brain. And so it goes on and on. So absolutely, it will have wide-ranging effects on the rest of the body. That includes blood sugar balance. As I mentioned, your liver is involved in blood sugar regulation. So when you have liver problems, you're more apt to have problems controlling your blood sugar balance as well.
Wow, that is interesting. It's always that domino effect. You know, one or two things get out of whack, and then it really sets you up for some unwanted issues. And we've done shows in the past, roadblocks that can potentially get in the way of better health that you're not aware of. You can pick that up on our archive on americasnaturaldoctor.com. I want to move to another product I take, the Liver Health by Emerald Labs. You formulated that as well, Dr. Stengler. Now, I take that every day. Am I doing that right? Because I've been on it every day for like 6 months. Are certain things supposed to be cycled off, or are you good to take Liver Health every single day?
You know, it's certainly a product that people can take every day. That is true. And it would be a very wise thing for people to do it. Like my patients, for example, who for whatever reason are on medications long term. That's a very, very good recommendation for people like that. Support liver health. By the way, I should mention, Kelly, most of the things in the research that we talk about for liver health, like the milk thistle, glutathione, turmeric, these types of things, the research shows they actually are very protective and help with kidney enzyme function too, or kidney detoxification. So the two cross over quite greatly. So that's something important for people to know. You don't necessarily have to go out and get a kidney formula to support detoxification. Most of the things that support the liver actually have been shown in research, like the milk thistle, to help kidney detoxification as well. So, you know, circumstances like that, maybe someone's prone to mildly elevated liver enzymes. I mean, that's a good idea. Maybe you're prone to having problems with fat digestion. You're not producing enough bile. A formula like this would make a lot of sense. So yes, it is something, depending on the person, that they could use long term. Other people might take it for, you know, a few months as a tune-up every year for the liver. That can be done too. It tends to be people who are just, you know, extremely healthy, that kind of process. But, you know, in today's environment, with these 20,000 man-made chemicals, a wise person will certainly look very closely at how they can support their liver and their detoxification systems with products like this.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's working and you're not really feeling the effects of it. That's what I like about it versus some of the other ones I've tried. But even the branded ingredients that you put in each of these additive-free formulations are really impressive, because most detoxification formulas or liver formulas or something you're looking for maybe have one or two ingredients. Tell us about the ingredients that you put into the Liver Health formula, because you have this chock packed with all kinds of great stuff.
Oh, thank you. Well, Kelly, first of all, you know, I'm a manufacturer's worst nightmare. What I mean by that is, you know, I'm using dosages and things which have studies behind them, which, you know, could be very expensive. And but these manufacturers, like Emerald, they have to make it workable for people, which they do in terms of price-wise. So that's what I do. I duplicate what actually is going to work. Unfortunately, there's a lot of liver products out there, and they have an impressive list of 10, 15, 20 things in there. But to the untrained eye, they're not going to realize the amounts are so low, it's not going to do much. It really isn't. And so when you test those kind of people on their lab tests, it doesn't bring their liver enzymes down. So I use, you know, dosages which actually make a difference. So in the product, yes, I have a European milk thistle extract at a very high concentration, what we call silymarin. These are types of phytonutrients. There's several of them which protect liver cells, studies show. They're like antioxidants for your liver cells. They can have somewhat of a regenerative effect on your liver cells within certain parameters, and at a very good dose of that. And then there's artichoke extract, very popular in Europe, by the way, for improving liver function, bile flow from the liver. And remember, when you improve bile flow, that's what carries the toxins, which have been broken down by the liver, out into the digestive tract to be eliminated. So you improve bile flow, you're going to improve detoxification. Antioxidants such as N-acetylcysteine, that's been very well studied improving liver detoxification pathways. Green tea and green tea extract, very important. Mariva, type of turmeric extract, which has anti-inflammatory effects on the liver, also improves bile flow as well. And then alpha-lipoic acid, which is a very potent antioxidant. So when you get these types of synergistic blends at the right doses, yeah, we definitely see people's liver enzymes coming down. We see their digestion improving. We start seeing their skin starting to clear, their energy levels go up, their clarity of mind. That's what can happen when you get that liver working like it should.
Yeah, and I think it's great because so many people have brain fog and they can't figure out, why do I have brain fog? I can't find my thoughts. I just don't really feel that great lately. And it's just a wonderful way to do a reset. I mean, we do it at our home, right? We do spring cleaning and all this other great stuff. It's always fun to quarterly. I try to do some types of the detox once a quarter and then stay on something that's supporting my liver because I have high elevated liver enzymes as a special treat. So again, if you get on top of it and you do some of these more natural approaches that are calm on the system and not causing a massive reaction. And just to be clear, if somebody does a detox and they start to get a little bit of a headache or a little bit of a rash, that's not a bad thing, right, Dr. Mark? That pretty much means it's working and it's working its way out of your body. Am I onto something there or what do you
think? Well, it can't, you know, it could be. That could be true. However, here's the interesting thing, Kelly, what I've learned over the years. If you're, let's say, doing some type of detox program, whatever diet or fasting, whatever you're doing, you actually get in these nutrients I'm talking about, which will support your liver and your kidney detoxification pathways. I mean, most people will find they'll get little to no detox symptoms. Now, if you just do like in the old days where you're just doing your fasting and your juice fast and all that, which people can do, and I recommend it more for people who are really healthy, you know, you'd find a lot of these people do those types of programs. They'll get all sorts of side effects. And a lot of people have to, you know, work 5 days a week. They can't take, you know, right, 3 to 5 days off with detox symptoms. So there's been some changing in thinking amongst leading doctors in this field where, no, if you actually get in the antioxidants and the nutrients I'm talking about here, a lot of these symptoms you do not have to suffer through.
Again, before we wrap up, glutathione, too. That's one of our favorites. Our body's master antioxidant. Someone should be staying on that quite regular as well. Would you agree, Dr.
Yeah, glutathione is definitely a supplement I take regularly. There's many reasons for it. One is, like you said, our body requires it. As we get older, we don't make as much of it. You do get small amount of foods and certain green foods, for example. So a lot of people do have low levels of glutathione. We do blood tests with patients. Often a lot of people are low in glutathione. It's so critical, not just for optimal detoxification, again, studies show both the liver and the kidneys, as well as all of the 50 to 100 trillion cells of your body use glutathione intracellularly to protect all the vital machinery, if you will, inside our cells. Also, glutathione, we know it helps to protect your DNA, your genetic code, and helps with regenerative effects of our DNA. So a very, very important nutrient that I use a lot with patients and use myself.
I love that, Dr. Mark. And again, when listeners go to our website, America's Natural Doctor, make sure you read under News and Breakthroughs that really good research piece that you put out on glutathione as well. Our listeners can do that. And then also check out the new supplement section. We have a new button. It goes directly to supplements.one, our online affiliate. Use the code FOREVER, all lowercase FOREVER, and you can save 30% off on whatever you want to give a try to. And again, all of these products come with a money-back guarantee, so you can feel safe giving them a try. Dr. Mark, I get a lot of questions from listeners asking how they can learn more about the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine. I know that you have some additional doctors on staff. You have Dr. Angela, Dr. LeBeau, Dr. Williamson, and yourself. But how can people get in touch to learn more, even if they're not in Southern California where your clinic is based? They can still do phone consultations and different things as well, can't they?
Yeah, that's true. We certainly get people who come around, you know, from different parts of the country to come see us in person, but we do a lot of phone as well. And so, yeah, at americasnaturaldoctor.com, there's actually right on the homepage a link to the clinic people can click on. They can always also call our clinic just to get more information. Real simple. It's toll free at 855-DOC-MARK, D-O-C-M-A-R-K, so 855-DOC-MARK. And yeah, depending, you can tell the staff what conditions you're dealing with, what kind of testing maybe you're looking at, and we can guide you to the right practitioner at our clinic.
That does it for our show today. If you get lost along the way, hit the radio section of that website. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time.